You're listening to the Cairo Success Podcast, where we reveal the secrets to a massively successful practice. Here's your host, Dr. Tori Robeson.
Hello, winners. I am optimistic, positive, and excited about chiropractic, reaching people with my practice and building an exceptional life of productivity, prosperity, and generosity while filled with love, fitness, and fun. Of course, our purpose, your purpose, to become a smarter, more powerful, capable, driven, and superior version of yourself by ever increasing your awareness, knowledge, understanding, motivation, hands-on skill, communication skill, and your mastery in the art of exceptional living. Of course, every time you winners train with me, there's four things are going to happen. It's going to cause you to naturally attract more new and high-value cases, make you more capable at motivating and persuading people toward what? Better health-related decisions and a better life. Empower you to make smarter long-term decisions for you and those you care about. And of course, energize you physically, mentally, and always financially. Tori Robeson here, chiropractor, chiropractic practice success consultant. Quick reminder what I do. I have a group called Winner's Edge Chiropractic Consulting. Chiropractors join our success group. Access to all of our videos, of course, audio material, events, direct coaching, all the other members of the group, all of the power contained therein. And here's what we really do. We specialize in taking solo chiropractors over $1 million a year in collections or more, and sometimes a lot more, by giving incredible $1 million, caring, empathetic, effective service. That's really what we focus on. Now, can I coach anything? Sure. Multiple doctors in office, married couples, buddies practicing together, chiropractors with other people under their employ, people that have multiple offices. Of course, all the principles are exactly the same. But like Lamborghini specializes in the scissor door high-end supercar, but they also make some lesser models and some SUVs, sure. And like here, we specialize in the solo chiropractor, really going to the stratosphere. But of course, we can help anybody, especially you. What a great training we're going to have today. Two main points. First is going to be the law we're going to talk about, and oh, this is a biggie. And then the topic. What do patients need? I mean, really. Patients walk in the door, what do they need? What do they physiologically, biologically need? Okay, what do they anatomically, physiologically, biologically need as it relates to spinal care when they walk in the door of your office? What do they need? Are you offering a service that meets what they need and what they want? We'll get to that in just a second. I'm excited. Here's the law. Oh, man. See, there's natural laws, and then there's many other laws, right? There's like the Pareto principle, and there's like the law of vibration, and, you know, there's the law of values and the law of image and, you know, the law of belief and the law of tolerance, and there's a law of relativity. There's Brifo's law, the law of detachment, the law of habit. There's lots of these laws, but there's some biggie natural laws, and this is one of them, the law of polarity. Of course, most of you have heard this before, but let's take a look at this for a second, see if we can't connect it to something that's going to matter. Positive and negative, good and bad, up and down, day and night, north and south, masculine, feminine, good, evil, love, hate, attract, repel, win, lose, hot, cold, slow, fast, right, wrong, truth, lie, energy, tired, natural, unnatural, dark, light, open, closed, full, empty, yin, yang, rich, poor, smart, not so, mature, immature, in tune, out of tune, life, death, happy, sad, create, destroy, pride, humility, bright, dull, cloudy, sunny, dry, wet, sticky, slippery. Aren't these amazing? Good, pain. Known, unknown. Easy, hard. Expensive, cheap. Big, small. Work, lazy. Fat, skinny. Gas, solid. Stay, go. Isn't it something? We can go on and on and on. Everything is dual. Everything has an opposite. Not something? Busy, not busy. What does this mean? Well, we want to observe this and just realize this is a truth of the world. And not everything can be good. Oh, we want to just have peace, not war. Never going to happen. Never going to happen. Okay? It's not possible. There has to be a push and a pull. Those are illusions. It's fantasy talk. Like, I just want every day to be happy. They're not all going to be happy. I want to feel good every day. You're not going to feel good every day. It's not even realistic. I always get surprised. I'll be out to eat with people. And let's say something comes out, and it's really not that good. And say some of the people at the table, the guy's complaining. He's whining about the steak was this or the steak was that. And I just want to say, do you think it every time you order a meal at a restaurant, it's going to be perfect? Are you kidding me? That's not even possible. If I get some salmon, it's not cooked all the way through, even if I ordered it to be cooked all the way through, I know that going in. Okay, do I expect it to be perfect everywhere I go? No, that's not realistic. The law of polarity states, hey, sometimes it's going to be good, it's going to be not good. It's going to be cooked perfectly, not. It's going to be cooked not perfectly. Just the way it is. You clarify things, most of the time it'll be okay. Sometimes it won't. I'm okay with that. I know that going in. It's like every time I bite an apple, it should be perfect. Ah, some are good, some aren't. I know that going in, right? So we just see that and it helps you to be cool. Helps you to be relaxed and helps you, it just is. You know, whatever. People are getting all wound up because things aren't perfect for them, yet how perfect are the things that they do for other people? It really is amazing how people are very, very critical of others. Okay, if they were as critical of themselves as they were of others, they wouldn't be that critical of others for very long. But that's part of human nature. We'll be training on those topics as we cruise along here too. So we got this law of polarity we have to be aware of. Hey, it's going to be this, it's going to be that, it's okay, we understand, there's a continuum, we see that, we have some realizations there. And we realize that there is a third law, Newton's third law. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Cause and effect. We understand that going in. So what we want to do is we want to engage causes knowing that we're going to have a certain effect. Negative in, negative out, right? So we got to be careful. So we realize, hey, we have cause, which is our effort, our thoughts, our choices, to bring a positive effect. And we want to work hard to have positive effects in the key areas of life. We are aware of that the law of polarity is at play, and so nothing really surprises us. It just is. So we see the good and bad in things, and we equalize it out and just go, it just is. It's okay. Let's just be cool with it. But let's always realize, hey, we want to put in positive causes to get positive effects. We can affect a lot of these things. It doesn't mean that everything is going to be you're going to lose as much money as you gain. Hey, we can come out ahead financially, can't we? Sure, we can because of our choices, cause and effect. So we want to gauge a lot of these things. But along the way, there's going to be some good and bad things that happen along the way. But what we realize is the stuff that we thought was good was actually equally bad. And the stuff we thought was bad might have been the stuff that motivated us. And so it was actually good. It just is. So we cruise along very, very cool and very, very steady. It just is. Now, speaking of it just is going to be the people, patience. I was going to mix the word people and patience. You know, how would you say that? Paplinch? Peopleshence? Patients are going to walk in that front door of your office. What do they need? What do they really need? Well, here's the very first thing they need. And we'll get into some of the nuts and bolts. Because the nuts and bolts are what do they anatomically, physiologically, and biologically need for maximum spinal health? That's the question, isn't it? If someone walks into a dental office, what do they need from a dental perspective to have maximum dental health, right? What do they need? Then it will be assessed, a plan for comprehensive dental care. Do you see how that makes perfect sense? A car has a bunch of dents. It goes to the shop. What does it need in the body shop to restore it back to looking like it should. A person walks in the door. What do they need anatomically, physiologically, biologically, as relates to spinal health? Now, do you see for us how much more difficult it is? Teeth, you check all the teeth. Some need cavities. One needs a crown. Okay, there. You're back to about as good as you're going to get. Easy to fix a car. Chiropractic, this is a whole different game because it's much more artsy. But let's start at the beginning. Every time a person walks in, remember, I learned this from a chiropractor named Liam Schubel quite a few years ago. I don't know where he got it. The first thing they need is they need us to be thinking, we love you and we can help you. As soon as that patient walks in my mind, even if I'm saying goodbye, bye, Jennifer, Brian, come on back. I see a person come in out of the corner of my eye in the distance, and in my mind I go, we love you and we can help you. That's the first thing they need. They need you to care. They need the team to care. Those people up at the front desk should be saying, we love you and we can help you. I'm in my mind saying, we love you and we can help you. Hey, we've already made some good ground here, haven't we? But now let's get into it. Let's say we got a 40-year-old that walks in. Male, female, doesn't make any difference. Say they've never been to the chiropractor before. What do they need? Well, they need chiropractic care. Yeah. Ooh, you thought of that one all by yourself, huh? Okay. Next level. Well, they need chiropractic care forever. Okay, better. But that's future tense. How far behind are they? Someone walks in your office, they're 75 pounds overweight. What do they need? Oh, they need to start working out. How many workouts behind are they? There must be a deficit, right? They're in a health deficit. Negative health situation. What do they need based on what they should have been doing their whole life? Let's do some math here just for fun. Break out the calculator for us. Let's take our 40-year-olds. So let's just say, for example, okay, they were 40 years old times 52 weeks a year means they are technically, in the perfect world, 2,080 spinal adjustments behind. Aren't they? Got a lot of chiropractic families. Hey, they got 500, 1,000, over 1,000, 2,000, maybe even over 2,000 adjustments by the time they're 40 because they started things off right. So you got a 40-year-old patient standing there. They're already 2,000 adjustments behind. And you say this. You're at a report. Oh, that seems like a lot of visits you're recommending. Okay, Joe, you're 40 years old. You've never been to the chiropractor your whole life. What if you never went to the dentist for the last 40 years? Do you have any idea how much dental work you would need? The same is true here. Spinal care, dental care. In fact, think about it. Teeth are expendable. Tooth falls out, they'll put a new one in that's better looking. They'll give you veneers. You can get a brand new mouth. Don't have any of that in spine land. So really think about how much more important the spine is than teeth. Teeth are replaceable. But because teeth are on your face and you can see them in the mirror, everybody's hung up on their teeth. Your spine is in the back. You can't see it. It's under the skin. It gets ignored. Isn't that another example of how life goes? The stuff you need is hidden. The stuff you want is in front of your face. The stuff you need is hard work. The stuff you want is easy to get. Go through a drive-thru and get garbage food easily. Hard to go home and make something of high quality. Garbage food can sit in a cupboard for a year. Quality food that sits on the counter is rotten in 6 days. Do you see the negative pull of everything? An F will lower your grade point more than an A will lift it. Debt will get you into financial trouble, okay, and take you forever to get out of, even though you only took a weekend to get into the debt. Actually, one transaction can put you in the debt that a lifetime can't pay off. There is a pull down. It is a dark, dark world. And we are trying to be some light in this world and do what's right and understand a lot of these natural laws. and understand anatomy and physiology and biology as it relates to chiropractic and help these people get lifted. What? We're here to have influence. What? Motivate and persuade. So we got to make ourselves a high-performance machine, right? If we want to help other people get to higher levels of performance, right, winners? Sure we do. So any patient that walks in, they are hundreds, if not thousands, of adjustments behind. So you're simply going to say, hey, is it not unbelievable? I'm going to recommend 24 visits. I think it's going to treat you pretty well, and you're going to be quite a bit better. Is that not unbelievable, considering you're like 2,000 adjustments behind? It's an unbelievable thing. Look how powerful chiropractic is. Okay, you've had this problem for 5 years. Shouldn't it take 5 years to get out of it? Another problem in society, long-standing problem, people want instant fix. That doesn't make any sense. Why is it that the norm of society is ignorance and people that don't understand anything? When it comes to things like that, how would someone think, like, well, how do we fix this? I mean, how do you fix it? This has been going, like how do I lose 75 pounds in one day? Do you see what I'm saying? No, this has been building up for thousands of minutes, hundreds of meals. So we have some of those syndromes that exist. Oh, fix it for nothing. Itis, and I want to get away with the screwing up osis, and I want to get something for nothing. Ology. You get the idea. These sort of things that exist in people's minds. And of course, the marketing plays on, get the body you want right now. Oh, is that how it works? Oh, become a millionaire next year. Okay, and you're starting from 37 cents. Oh, is that how it works? Let's not buy into that. Let's see the truth here. Now, that's what our patients want. Our patients, they want us to know the truth. So we have to know what the truth is. And patients are already hundreds, if not thousands, of adjustments behind. Oh, I've been to the chiropractor a lot in my life. Well, they haven't been in for several years. They're right back to the beginning. Think about that. If you really work out hard, let's say you work out 5 days a week. You got a trainer, you're working out hard. Let's say you're working out 5 days a week, twice a day. And you do that for a year. You are going to be a specimen. You're going to be a physical monster. And let's say you just quit working out. How fast are you going to go back to the way you were? A month? A couple of weeks? Look at all the work and then how fast it's gone. So you got to start, and then how long does it take to get back to that shape again? Well, you got to do the same thing again, right? Cause and effect. In fact, it might take longer because you're a little bit older now. That's something. All right. So all of this has to come into play. So when we see people, they are hundreds, if not thousands, of adjustments behind. All right. So it's we love you and we can help you. And then here's the next thing. As people are going through the process in your office through the powertrain, preparing to start care if they've already started care. Next thing we say. Learn this from a great chiropractor friend, Joe Parpola. Fantastic chiropractor in northern Minnesota. I heard this from him. I don't know where he got it. Maybe he thought of it himself. I'm so glad he shared it with me. Joe, I'm going to take care of you until either you die or I die. You're going to hear that on these podcasts because I'm going to be repeating a lot of these over and over and over because we got to get them into our mind. We got to have them readily available. You got to know these things at the right time in the right place, say them the right way to get the right result, right? Soften it like this. Jennifer, I'm going to take care of you until either you're gone or I'm gone. Softer yet. Blake, I'm going to take care of you until either you move away or I move away. And they might say, well, I'm not moving anytime soon, which means they just agreed to care. So every person that comes in, they're already hundreds, if not thousands, of adjustments behind. So that's our starting point. We love you and we can help you. I'm going to take care of you until either you're gone or I'm gone. Now, when we lay out the plan, the person needs, of course, adjustments for the rest of their life. Now, we can't say that to them necessarily because it's overwhelming. They think it's a sell job. It's too big. They can't wrap their head around it. They're only worried about maybe what's happening in a couple days from now. So thinking that far into the future, there's just no way. It'll short circuit. So really, in our mind, that's what we're thinking. When I see the person, listen carefully, people. Listen carefully, winners. I see that person walk in. I'm in my mind going, we love you and we can help you. And then I also say, what? I'm going to take care of you until your last breath. I'm going to get you to start care, see the value of chiropractic. I'm going to deliver the goods, and you're going to be under care forever. But to do that, I've got to get you to start with a good initial plan. That is the start of a lifetime of chiropractic care. I can't go right to the lifetime. Too abrupt, too much, too big, too expansive. Too expansive. Okay? So we got to start with something that's workable. Okay? That initial plan. So we recognize how far behind they are. We acknowledge that we love them. We want to help them. We acknowledge that we want to take care of them until either they leave or you leave. And you tell them that clearly, right to their face, eye to eye. Then, of course, we lay out a smart care plan as they go through the powertrain, preferably the Winner's Edge powertrain of consult, exam, explaining chiropractic, x-ray, insta-report, into the day one and the day two system here, which gives you the best chance of getting the most people to start care and then stay under care. And, of course, with our re-sign process, the re-sign language, the Winner's Edge wellness plans, the continuity of someone starting care, following through with care, and continuing care, okay, it really is, and I just have to say this because I've got so much experience seeing what else is out there. There is no better system in the history of chiropractic for starting somebody, getting them to start easily, and then getting them to stay, okay, for what we call the infinity plan. All right? So we got our law of polarity. Hey, we're going to know that there's opposites to everything. We see the duality. We see the contrast, and it's fascinating. We're fascinated by it. We acknowledge it. We're amazed by it. We realize there's cause and effect, and we want to have positive causes to get positive effects. When people come in, we love you and we can help you. I'm going to take care of you until either you're gone or I'm gone. You are hundreds, if not thousands, of adjustments behind. I'm going to lay out a plan to get you shaped up. Isn't it amazing? You can get this much better this fast compared to how long you've had the problem. And then I'll make suggestions on what you can do down the road to keep it good, because what a waste it would be to see everything all go bad again. So we understand our natural laws, and remember, people, anatomically, physiologically, biologically, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of adjustments behind. So your care plan is nothing compared to what they really need. So have confidence. Start with a good initial plan, and we cruise along with beautiful office visits. Use the Winner's Edge process to re-sign into a wellness plan so people can continue forever, and you will build a monstrous practice that serves your community. And in what? So doing, you'll build an exceptional life for yourself. Tori out.
Thanks for tuning in to the Cairo Success Podcast. To learn more about how you can create the dream practice and life today, visit us online at winnersedgeconsulting.com. Thanks again, and we'll catch you in the next episode.